I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking to improve your diet in the new year? Try seeing a personal dietitian with Nourish. Nourish has hundreds of dietitians who specialize in a variety of health concerns, including weight loss, gut health, and more. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your personal dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
8:15, I was talking earlier about President Trump and the Masters. To be fair, President Biden, also a golfer, was watching the Masters. Well, halfway, he was busy decorating the Christmas tree as well, because he doesn't know what time it is. Archie Chasson joins us now, president of Lafourche Parish, to talk about what's going on with FEMA and grants for flood mitigation. How you doing, Archie Chasson? How's everything in Lafourche?
I'm good, Tommy Tucker. Thanks for having us on, as always.
Let's take some time and talk about what's going on with the Building Resilient Infrastructure and Communities Program, also called BRIC. And tell me, take me from the get-go, how this started, who was going to get it, were they ever going to get it, did anything really go away? The floor is yours, President.
Yeah, Tommy, I mean, the BRIC program was a program that started under the Biden administration back in 2020 and was a way to kind of help harden infrastructure around the country, right? Whether you face the wildfires out in the Southwest, whether it was Hurricane Alley, Tornado Alley, snowstorms, whatever your cup of tea was, it was a way to kind of help communities, build resiliency efforts into their infrastructure to stop further damage, right? So it makes perfect sense that you would do that, because it's supposed to reduce FEMA claims and disaster claims on the back end. So we were in line. We were working with our partners at the Greater Lafourche Port Commission, at Port Fouchon, Entergy, to kind of harden the grid around Fouchon. That place has a $500 million a day economic impact to the national GDP. Keeps prices down at the pump after storms. The quicker we can get it back up and running, get oil and gas flowing back from the Gulf into the refineries across the Gulf Coast. And unfortunately, that program was one of the ones that got swiped in the recent cuts from FEMA. Now, I want to be clear, Tommy. I fully accept and appreciate what the president and the federal group is trying to do. Right, there's a ton of waste and a ton of bureaucracy in FEMA, and it's an agency that desperately needs to be reformed. And what we're very hopeful about is that even though we saw these cuts and these programs being cut, the money's being saved, kind of what we're seeing being talked about at the Department of Education, that money's going to be funneled down to the locals, be put directly in the school board's pocket, and let the locals figure out how to educate their children, because, look, we know our communities best, right? Same thing in disaster recovery and response. Just give us the money, give us the resources, and let us go do the work. We know what needs to be fixed. We know what needs to be hardened to protect this. And the more money we can do in those mitigation dollars and the more projects we can do in those mitigation dollars, that lessens the amount of money we have to go back to the federal government for after the fact, when it's 10 times the cost, because inflationary costs take into effect after a hurricane. When we saw it after Katrina, we saw it after Gustav and Ike, we saw it after Dora, Delta, Zeta, Ida. So we know what happens. So if we get the money more up front, we do these projects locally, without all the bureaucratic processes that come with a lot of these programs, then we could probably do three times the work with three less times the money.
I see you quoted here saying that when Hurricane Rita passed in 2005, 11,000 homes and businesses were flooded. When Barry hit in 2019, only 10 buildings were flooded. That's taking in mind, Archie, that both storms were relatively equal, although you can never really say that, and it was because of mitigation efforts?
Yeah, same path of the storm, kind of cut across the Gulf, went across to southwest Louisiana. Same sort of intensity when they were at the same point around us in the Gulf. But yeah, it's because of our federal delegations, because of the state and the Coastal Protection Restoration Authority and the money that our local citizens have taxed themselves for 30 plus years to put into hurricane protection, levee systems and drainage infrastructure, as well as some post-disaster dollars, right? After Katrina and Rita and Gustav and Ike, we got a substantial amount of money here in South Louisiana because we were so affected by those storms. And the more money we can put on the ground now and build the levees higher, build our pump stations with more bays in it to move water quicker and more efficiency, the more intense storms we get. You know, look at Hurricane Ida for us, right? It was substantially a wind event. We had zero homes flood because of coastal storm surge. That's tremendous, right? It was the first time in recorded history the tribal area of the Pointe-aux-Chenes community in Lafourche and Terrebonne had zero water under their houses in their yards, right? That has never happened before since, I think, the great hurricane of 1826 or 1827, whenever that big one came through in the early 1800s. These projects work, and the money works, and our federal delegation has been great and has continued to pump down money. Garrett was finally able to get Morganza to the Gulf into the federal New Start program, which finally got us some federal dollars after probably 20 years of being funded on the backs of local tax dollars and state surplus cash. And now, you know, Speaker Johnson and Majority Leader Scalise are continuing to bring home some projects with appropriations to the Corps to help continue the levee projects through Lafourche and St. Charles and Jefferson to continue to further armor the whole part of this coast.
Let me take a break. We'll pick it up when we come back. Archie Chasson, President of Lafourche Parish. There's a couple of things coming to mind here. One, everybody is against, everybody knows we have a spending problem in the country and it has to be addressed, or else we're going to be in deep trouble if we're not already, and that means some are going to have to do without, but when it hits home, it's different. The second thought is that, yes, there is a lot of waste in government, but you got to be selective about what you cut and what you don't, because sometimes, and I think that's what you're saying, preventative spending could be the best thing that you could do, the best investment you can make overall to save money for the federal government. And a third thing is what happens from here with the local delegation, because it would seem like Louisiana's got some pretty powerful people in Congress with Mike Johnson and Steve Scalise, and maybe you would hope that would help to spread the message that, guys, this is not the thing to cut. We'll talk about all that when we come back. 821 traffic now, WWL. 827, Tommy Tucker, WWO. Quickly back to Archie Chasson, president of St. Charles Parish, president of Lafourche Parish. Fun fact, Archie's originally from Colorado Springs, Colorado. Archie, I'm glad you lost that Colorado accent.
Well, look, Tommy, I'm a fifth-generation Lafourchean, and as much as I like my friend over in St. Charles Parish, Matt Jewell, I appreciate you correcting that very much. But my dad was a helicopter pilot in the Army, so I was born up at Fort Carson, and after he retired, we came back home. Yeah, so it was good to be north, but it was good to come home.
I'm glad you lost that Colorado accent. Again, let's talk about Steve Scalise and Mike Johnson and influence back in the day. And look, I know you tried to throw a trick question at me there with that 1800s hurricane. I don't remember the name of it, Archie. I was not around for that. But back in the day, you know, Alan Ellender and Hale Boggs and senators, the recently deceased Senator Bennett Johnson, they used their influence to bring home the bacon to Louisiana. And it seems to me, as you outline the importance of Port Fouchon to the United States, the smart expenditure of money when it comes to prevention instead of going after a disaster. Have you been in contact with them, and are they in any position to kind of reverse this?
Yeah, you know, Tommy, I think we're all in kind of the same boat right now, and even those guys are trying to work with the administration to understand exactly what these cuts are going to mean. And I think, look, they were 30 feet away from the president when they were sworn in, and I'm very proud that we have two great men, not only of faith but of character in those two leadership positions, and they're doing some great things for us in Louisiana, and they are bringing home some good things for us, right? When we talk about levee protection and projects through the Corps, and speeding up some of those environmental processes to make sure that we can get dirt on the ground faster, and speed up those timelines, it's working out very well for us. But I think we're all in the same boat trying to, you know, understand what the president's trying to do, understand what's going to happen, you know, to the money. Yeah, great. We want to save money, right? We want to cut those bureaucratic processes. But if we take $100 million out of the BRIC program, right, to use a round number, where's that money going to go, right? Is it going back into the federal treasury? Is it going to be sent to the locals? And I'm really sure that's where that influence is going to be exercised, right? We're going to say, okay, we saved a little bit of money, but we know we could save more. And that's really our point right now. And one thing we're very excited about working with President Trump's FEMA Review Council on is look, we know where some of the waste, fraud, and abuse comes from. We know there's some bad actors and people who have spent money frivolously on wrong things over the years. And that's caused a lot of the programs and policies that we see these days and why the process is bogged down. But we know we can reform it. And again, you know, when you put the money directly in the hands of the locals, give us the parameters that we can spend it on. And hell, send me an auditor, Tommy. He can sit across from my desk and watch us bid out the projects and watch us do all these fun things. But there is a quicker way to do it. And we know from managing all these disasters what it is and what it takes to do that. It's just making the president and the FEMA Review Council understand that so we can make some pretty significant changes to the Stafford Act to allow these things to happen.
So about putting money in the hand of locals, somebody texted into, you really trust people in this state with free money, not me. You talked about bad actors. You're talking about putting money in the hands of local officials and then being closely monitored if the feds want to do that, because Port Fouchon is not just a Louisiana thing, to your point. That's a national thing.
That's right. You know, the American Rescue Plan was a great outline of that, right? We got $18 million in cash. This was the 10 things we could spend it on. Here's the audit portal to put all your contracts in. And guess what, Tommy? We spent $18 million on some great projects with zero issues and zero audit findings. It can be done.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate your time. Have a good day.
Thanks, Tommy.
You playing golf this weekend or not? He hung up. I was going to get his pick for the Masters because I know he's a golfer as well. We'll take a break. We come back, we'll talk to Aaron Ashbrook, assistant professor of peri-urban entomology at LSU, about caterpillars. If it's not one thing, it's the next. And, of course, we'll have termites coming in soon thereafter. 8:30, time for WWL First News. It is 8:45, quarter till 9. Beautiful spring day. Time to get out, as I've been saying, and really enjoy all the festivals that are going on. Enjoy just being outside until it turns miserably hot and humid. Unfortunately, with that...
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code MAN at checkout. That's harrys.com, code MAN. Enjoy!
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
I guess with springtime comes some increased insect activity. And here to talk about it, Aaron Ashbrook, assistant professor of urban peri-urban entomology at LSU. How you doing, professor?
Very good, Tommy. How are you?
I'm okay. Tell me what's going on with caterpillars.
Yes. So right around this time, we're starting to encounter some of our different stinging caterpillars around the state. In particular, the one that we're most likely to run into is the buck moth caterpillar.
Mm-hmm. And tell me about them.
Yeah, so the buck moth caterpillar, they have a wide host range, but they really like oak trees. And we have a lot of live oaks around the state. Now, these caterpillars, they start out forming aggregations, so they hang out with each other. They're typically a dark brown to blackish-green color, and as they grow, they become more of a green color with white and red flecks on their bodies. And what happens is, for example, the wind will blow, or a kid will find the caterpillar and touch the organism. What happens is maybe the caterpillar will fall from the tree and hit somebody when there's windy weather. And that's when people will get stung by these buck moth caterpillars or other stinging caterpillars.
Years ago, it was after the hurricane that came through in a fall. I don't remember the name of it, but I was sitting on my porch reading, and I looked down, and this was in the fall, I understand, not the spring, but and maybe they happened both times. I even took a picture of it on my phone because this yellow, solid green, bright green caterpillar was about the size of a small snake. And I'm not exaggerating here. It was crazy how big these things can get. Is that a buck moth caterpillar or not?
So that might have not been a buck moth caterpillar. We actually have four different stinging caterpillars within the state. It could have been one of two different ones. We have the Io moth. It does have two generations a year. The buck moth only has one. So you may have encountered an Io moth caterpillar. Now, they are stinging caterpillars. They're not as commonly encountered as the buck moth. The adults of the Io moth are actually quite brilliant and beautiful insects. Your other option is the pus moth caterpillar or the saddleback caterpillar. So we have those two as well.
Well, this thing was big enough to ride, so maybe it was a saddleback.
It could have been, and so they do get quite large as they mature, and it does have a green coloration. They similarly have two generations a year. They would be active in the fall.
So do they benefit the ecology at all, these, ecology, the ecosystem, these buck moth caterpillars, and should people squish them when they see them or just leave them alone?
So I would say, like most of our insects, they're kind of neutral. They're not necessarily causing harm, but when they do interact with us, there's that potential, right? That's when we could get stung. So I would tend to avoid them if possible. They are not necessarily seeking us out. Like, you say, for example, a fire ant, they're going to sting us when they have the opportunity. Mm-hmm. Now, where buck moths can be dangerous is when we have really large aggregations of them in areas where there are children. However, because they're high up in trees, they can be difficult to manage. So, of course, you can reach out to the LSU Ag Center if you feel like you need to manage them, and we can help provide some recommendations.
Manage in terms of, I guess, some kind of poison or something to fight them?
Yes. There are two different kinds of insecticides that are typically recommended for buck moth caterpillars. You would either use a pyrethroid or you would use a BT product. Of course, you want to follow the label directions on those products to make sure you're using them properly and safely as well as legally.
What do they turn into, these buck moth caterpillars?
Yeah, so they actually turn into buck moths. They are kind of a cool-looking insect as well. They have these nice white bands on their wings. They're kind of fuzzy, and we actually see them around October, around the Halloween time of year. That's when we start to see the adults being active. They lay eggs at that time, and it's actually the next year that we then start to encounter those caterpillars.
You know, I'm looking at a picture right now of Hemalicua mala, Maya, I'm going to hurt myself, Professor. Yep. I don't mean to. The buck moth, and it's perfectly colored for Halloween, actually. It looks like if you were to design a moth for Halloween, that'd be your perfect moth.
Yeah, I agree. It is very apt that it emerges right around that time.
Black and orange, a little furry, kind of like a monstrous kind of look. My feeling on this is unless I have to put out any pesticides or anything else, I don't. Unless I have to kill anything, I don't. So it just seems like just try to avoid them would be the best philosophy here if you can.
Yeah, I would totally agree with that, Tommy. Let's just try to avoid them. They're not actively trying to harm us. Of course, they can. There's that potential. But they're not a vicious insect like a fire ant or a stinging wasp, for example.
All right, let me take a break. We'll pick it up here when we come back. We're talking to our friend Aaron Ashbrook, an assistant professor of peri-urban entomology at LSU, about caterpillars. And we'll continue the conversation when we come back. If you have any questions or comments, the Oakland Heart Jeweler Talk and Text line is open at 504-260-1870. Don't text and drive. Text and data and messaging rates may apply. Somebody texted in and said, is it true that if you get stung by a caterpillar, you're supposed to pee on it? I don't know why punishing the caterpillar is going to fix anything. 851, 9 till 9, traffic now, WWL. 856, 4 till 9, Tommy Tucker talking to our friend Dr. Aaron Ashbrook, assistant professor of peri-urban entomology at LSU. We talked about buck moth caterpillars, right? Is that what we call them?
Yes.
That turn into
buck moths. We got a couple others too that we talked about.
That turn into buck moths, and those are the ones that we mentioned come out around Halloween. Somebody texted in about eating St. Augustine lawns. Do they?
I have not heard that. They do have a wide host range. They do like oak. They like they like hackberry. They like blackberry. They like sumac. They like sycamore trees, willow trees. They have a wide host range.
Well,
that's probably why they're so well distributed.
Along those lines, Dr. Somebody Texan said they have small fruit trees with caterpillars that look like bird droppings. One tree has at least 15. That would be what kind of caterpillar, if you knew?
There are other caterpillars that mimic bird droppings. They're typically in the family Tortrisidae, but I don't necessarily know what caterpillars they are referring to. But it's just an interesting self-defense mechanism that they look like fecal material so that predators don't bother them.
Yeah, I've heard people tell me the same thing. Let's talk about pets. People want to know about the buck moth caterpillars affecting dogs or other pets that are out in the yard.
I assume that it's possible, but they have thick fur and hair, and that's going to provide some protection from the spines to get to their skin and then penetrate them.
Somebody,
so that's when the venom is actually delivered, once the spines break the skin.
Do you talk about how to treat something if you're hit by one of these caterpillars, I guess, yeah?
Yes. So the recommendations are essentially to first take a duct tape or another sticky tape. You apply it to the area, and then you remove the spines using the adhesive tape. It is suggested that you could use lemon juice or meat tenderizer to kind of break down the proteins in the venom to help reduce the effects that it will have on you. You can use a cold compress. Cold water on the area of the site. It will be painful. And if somebody is sensitive, they may also have an allergic reaction. They may need to consider taking antihistamines, Benadryl, but also, of course, if they're having an allergic reaction, to seek medical assistance.
Professor, somebody texted in. I think this is an interesting question. I had thought of it myself. What about the caterpillars that grow in a pretty butterflies? What do they look like? Are they from here, or do they fly here from somewhere else? I don't know.
Yeah, so these stinging caterpillars themselves turn into nice-looking butterflies, like we were saying earlier. We have a lot of different caterpillars here in the state. Some of them, as adults, as butterflies and moths, they're kind of drab, and some of them are very brilliant and beautiful, and it just kind of depends on the species.
It is an amazing feat of nature, isn't it, metamorphosis?
Yes, I agree. It is a radical body transformation.
Thank you, sir.
Appreciate
your time. Don't kill them unless you absolutely have to, and don't introduce any kind of poison or anything into the delicate ecosystem that is life every day unless you have to. We'll take a break, come back, talk about eating and drinking with Ian McNulty. Favorite part of the week. We'll also talk about Crescent Canna and THC taxes going up.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.